Tell us what's decided. I got a feeling I'm not going to be surprised.
Yeah, well, they voted to go ahead with applying for those legal powers. What they're actually doing, it's a Transport Works Act, which means that that gives Cambridgeshire County Council the legal powers to actually convert that disused railway into a guided busway. They've got to formally approve that legislation, and they were rubber stamping that today. 35 councillors backed the guided bus scheme, 14 voted against it, and another 4 abstained. So what that actually means now is that next week, on the 19th of February, Cambridgeshire County Council will formally apply to the government for the legal power so they can get on with building the guided busway.
So that's the next step, the application to the government, and then they get on with it.
Well, not quite, because they'll formally apply next week, as I say, but then there'll be a period of public consultation, which will then go through towards Easter. And then there'll be a formal public inquiry in September, and then the Cambridgeshire County Council hope to have the thing up and running by around about 2007, they say.
What has Cast Iron said? They, of course, are the people who preferred the railway option.
Well, Cast Iron, obviously disappointed by this. They were hoping to convince enough county councillors to vote against the plans. What they're going to say is that there is a period of public consultation and a public inquiry, which, as I say, starts in September. So what they're going to do is, again, continue lobbying county councillors. They're going to appear at those public inquiries, make representations and give their view once again. But it seems pretty much, though, that Cambridgeshire County Council have got the funding. They were formally approved £65 million worth of funding just before Christmas. If they get the legal powers to build it, which just seems a formality now, then of course, that seems pretty much a foregone conclusion, really.
What do you think scuppered Cast Iron's plans? Because a lot of people, not experts, but a lot of people just had a feeling that railway was the answer.
Yeah, I think we've had interviews on the mid-morning show and on breakfast and not here on Drive Time as well, where we've mentioned about the railways. And it does seem that a lot of the public did want a railway. But I think when push comes to shove, looking at Cast Iron's plans, there wasn't an awful lot of meat on those plans. People were saying, well, we want to see costed plans. Cast Iron say, of course, they did fully cost their proposals. But people, particularly councillors, did want to see the actual breakdowns of those figures. And, of course, they are a railway organisation with no history of running a railway. You know, perhaps people were thinking if maybe maybe Wagon had come on board with them, or the SRA or Network Rail had supported them, then perhaps that would put a different slant on that. But the fact remains, no major rail organisation actively backed their plans. They weren't in a position to do so. So perhaps that looks like, you know, they're not a formal rail organisation. So perhaps suggesting that they shouldn't be taking that scheme forward.
Stuart, thank you very much. Stuart Ratcliffe, our ICANN reporter. And of course, there will be more on this story as the weeks unfold.